We invite you to join us on our hunt for all things spooky.
We're here for the tricks and the treats.
I'm Elise.
And I'm Haley.
And this is Easy Bake Coven. Hello.
Happy Tuesday. I had to look and see what day it was. It's Tuesday.
You've made it to Tuesday.
Feels a lot longer later in the week.
You're like, surely it's Thursday night.
Nope. Yeah, nope. Thank God, because this would not be coming out on time if it were Thursday night.
How are you?
I'm really shitty.
Yeah,
I'm just going to put it out there.
Had a week, y'all.
Fuck, man. So the night that I edit this podcast, which is, well, the night it comes out, night we upload it, is the night before it comes out, Thursday night. And my dad and I were in the ER. He's been sick for like months, just like perpetually sick with like pneumonia and shit. And it just hasn't been getting better. And so, I
thank goodness Lacey was a good advocate.
Lacey did the business for fucking sure. Because it turns out the pneumonia had turned into like bacterial infection in his blood and it spread to his heart. And so he has what is known as endocarditis, which is mostly had by people who shoot up drugs through their veins.
Or people who have had bad dental work.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
And it pissed my dad off so much because he's like, I take such good care of my teeth and I don't use drugs. Like how, he actually said yesterday, he was like, how did I get here? Like how is this happening to me? So he's been in the hospital since Thursday. It's now Tuesday. They're hoping he'll be discharged tomorrow, but he had to go in for surgery and get fluid removed from around his lungs and his heart. So I'm like in the ER on Thursday editing this podcast.
You're such a sweet angel too, because you didn't tell me until like late at night, and I was like, "Well, girl.
I didn't know." Like It wasn't until like the 11th hour that I was like, "We need to do this. Like, we need to take
something
you in."
Is wrong. Then,
yeah, and actually ended up being a good thing because I had one AirPod in my ear and one in his, and so he could like when he was laying in the bed, it was like something for him to listen to. Yeah, yeah, and we were surrounded by alcoholics and drug addicts who were literally falling out of their beds next to us.
Oh, gosh.
Like, and, like, being yelled at by police that were watching.
Because he was
like,
in the emergency room at first.
At first,
just a fucking miserable place to go.
So I told the nurses, I was like, you guys do not make enough money. Like, listening to all that you've had to deal with just tonight, like, you do not make enough money. So it has just been every day we've gone to the hospital to see him. And, you know, he's exhausted. We're exhausted. And he had an ultrasound today of his heart, like an internal ultrasound where they went through and like down his throat to see what the damage is from the bacteria on his valve. And we haven't heard a report yet, but hopefully it's good news. And that will determine what he had a PICC line put in for his intravenous antibiotics. And so it's just been
like, holy shit, man.
Yeah. And like right on the back of like getting off from home from vacation.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like, okay, you're already, I guess we are just jumping back
we're
into
diving
real life.
In. Yeah. Like you're already in like the post vacation slump and then like this horrible, awful thing. And then also trying to plan photo shoots and like find models and shit for multiple shoots. And it's just,
it's hard enough to be a working mom. It's hard enough to be a mom. Then a working mom. And then a working mom with a fucking parent in the hospital, and you're the one who's like having to be the advocate.
Right. Yeah. And like in the hospital having to remind him, like, Dad, did you say something about this? Like, hey, have you talked about this? Like, make sure you mention XYZ, you know? And like at one point he was like, oh, I just don't want to complicate things. I'm like, Dad, no, you need to tell them everything. Like,
if you don't tell them, that will complicate things.
Right.
They need all of the data to make informed decisions on your behalf.
Right. Like, do I need to be here every minute to make sure that you are giving them all the information? But they all seem to be, saying that he's doing really well, that, good. You know, most people who have a chest tube in have to have it in for a week, and his was out after 3 days.
Cool.
So, you know, it's all signs point to we're on the right trajectory. But, you know, of course, there's also unknowns and...
It's scary.
And it's hard to see, like one of the doctors came in. And they're very, like, matter of fact, right? They're not like, hey, everything is going really well. There's a few things to worry about, but, like, things are what? No, they're just like, this is what it is, and this is what could happen. And when you see him hear the things that could happen, you can just see, like, the positivity, like, drain from his face. You know, like, he just becomes, like, you know? And so at the end of one of the meetings with the doctors, I said, so could we like maybe give him something positive? Like, could we tell him something positive? And the doctor was like, oh yeah, you're doing really well, like compared to how most people are at this stage. I'm like, okay, could we have started?
Could you lead with that?
You know? Yeah. So, it's just, yeah, it's just been a fucking week, man.
It's like the time that Stella had like 7 tumors removed and the doctor went through what every, because they were all something different, because of course they were. Oh my God. And she went through what each thing was and at the end goes, so none of them are cancerous. And like, so in the future, when you deliver that news, you lead with none of them are cancerous.
Oh my God.
Like, hey, when someone's really sick, lead with, right, you're doing really well. You're progressing well. You know, we're seeing all the things that we want to be seeing. These are great indications that your body's healing. These are the things that I'm concerned about that I'm going to be watching. Like, it's not that fucking hard.
Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Oh, my God, yes. That's so funny. Okay. Last night, I, like, stumbled on an account that just posts Arrested Development clips, and I watched them for like 45 minutes. It's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Remember so when good. The doctor is like, he's not he's gonna all, make it.
He's all
home
right.
tonight. Yeah. It's like, that's Jesus. Yes. It's fucking stupid. So and dumb. Then on top of everything, like a lot of my seedlings aren't doing well, and I don't know why, and it's driving me crazy. And I just, every day I look at them and they're a little worse, and I'm like, I don't know what's like, happening. Why is everything dying that I touch?
I'm confronting mortality everywhere I turn.
And all I'm trying to do is give them life and love and, you know, man. Nice care. And it's just, Jesus, I'm just surrounded by depression.
Well, hopefully this recording will be a balm for your soul.
Balm. I hope so. A balm. Like embalm.
Yes, but not embalming because no one's going to die here tonight.
No one's going to die. Okay, enough of my depravity and sadness. How are you?
I have things that I have been waiting to tell you.
Oh, goody.
Yes, I was so excited to tell you. Another. Aww. I had my chance this time to be like, oh, I can't wait to tell these. I'm going to text her. No, I'm not. Oh no, I'm God. Not. I'm going to save no, it for I'm the not, podcast. No,
oh, my God. Tell me.
I had my tarot read for the first time this oh my past God.
On Vashon?
Yes.
I didn't even know there were tarot readers
my friend
on Vashon.
Ellen did it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So
hello,
she's
Ellen.
Like, hey, maybe this is like Thursday. Maybe it was even Friday. She's like, want to come have a fire at the beach tonight? And I was like,
absolutely.
Am I 14 again? Yes. Like 100%. Yes, please.
Are we allowed to drink?
With other I just brought a bottle of wine. I didn't ask.
No, I meant as a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I didn't ask then either. Whoops. So she's like, yeah, like some moms. We're all going to go down to the beach and have a fire.
Fuck yeah.
And I was like, cool. So I show up with my bottle of wine. I'm like, who else yes. wants wine? Thankfully, everyone did. So that okay. was good. I didn't feel
Wait,
alienated.
Were you the only one who brought wine?
Yes.
I'm disappointed.
Fashion I'm disappointed moms, in all the crunchy moms. Crowd. Crunchy crowd.
Yeah, I
That's
guess
okay.
so.
I'm bringing the alcohol, that, yeah. the vibe, the alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
They bring the crunch. Vibe. No. You bring the pour.
Yes. And so then we're like sitting there. It's a full moon tonight. So the moon was like pretty getting there, getting to
yes.
fullness. And like watching the moon rise. We went to KVI Beach. So it was like
dreamy.
Beautiful and it was like really nice out. And 2 out of 4 of us were wearing socks with Birks. So I was like, I feel Amazing. Seen. These are my people. And
yes.
we're like sitting there having this dreamy fire. And Ellen was like, oh, I brought tarot if anyone wants to do tarot. I was like,
did you even know that Ellen did tarot?
No.
Oh my like, God. She's been holding out.
Because they do this like full moon bonfire thing where like a bunch of women go like to the beach on the full moon
so
and like
cool.
go jump in the ocean naked and then have a big bonfire. So it's
very
like,
cold,
badass and very witchy, but yeah. I'm like, I don't want to jump in the ocean and I don't want Mm-mm. to be the voyeur that's watching all these naked women in the mm-hmm. ocean, because Alan's mm-hmm. like, you can come. I'm like, that's weird. No, I
no.
can't do that. I would feel awkward. So I think she'd
you could be making
that, like,
the
they
fire
do tarot then. That's true. I could make myself useful.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
I'm like,
go ahead.
So she's like, do you want to do like who wants their tarot read? I was like, yes.
Absolutely.
Like,
I do.
I've never in my life had that done before. So it was super cool. Have you had your tarot read before?
I have.
Okay.
I actually had it done by a friend before I found out I was pregnant with Eloise, and one of the questions I asked was about whether we were going to get like successfully pregnant, and I was pregnant in that tarot reading.
So crazy. Oh yeah, you shared about that, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it was also just like at a friend's house, which I guess is kind of your situation too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But it was like fire, yeah, ocean, brimstone. Moon.
Yeah, I love that.
And it was really cool. So we did like where I pulled three cards and it was like past, present, future.
Yeah.
And so like I pulled all three and you flip them over one at a time and then she like reads you the thing. And so I won't like bore everyone with like, what did I learn? But there were some cool things that happened, which was, so she had, I think her husband gave her like a gift set, or maybe she bought the gift set for herself of like merch from this this like artist. Ooh, I think who's in Alaska. It's an Alaskan artist, I think.
Oh, cool.
I think it's an Alaskan indigenous artist.
Ooh,
who designed cool. this tarot deck. And nice. So she has like a bag, like a tote bag that has the designs from one of the tarot cards on it. And when cool. we go to flip over the card that I've selected for present, it's the same design that's on her bag.
Oh.
And there's like, you know, hundreds of cards in the deck.
Right, right.
So like not a super high chance of that. Right. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like what a weird yeah. coincidence that I just pulled a card for present and it's literally right
present
in front
with
of me.
Us.
Yeah, yeah. Like on your bag. Like,
and what did it
kind
mean?
Of fun. Kind of fun. I can't remember what that card meant.
Oh, come on.
No, but the cool part was then when Ellen drew her card, I can't remember what everything was, but one of the like main lines was, there are no coincidences. And I was like, we just had a coincidence. What do you mean there are no coincidences? And I was like, oh, but that's this and this. No. She was like, yep.
Oh my
yep.
God.
And then
so you were like, do I need to go buy a tarot set? Yes.
Literally, am I about to make this my whole personality? She keeps introducing me to things that become
crystals
my whole personality.
And tarot.
She's like, hey, get, you know, come stand up paddleboarding. I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to love it. And then I'm like, this is who I am now. I'm like, hey, let's do tarot. I'm like, do I need to get a tarot deck tattooed on my back? Like,
yes. Yes.
I'm probably going to get a tarot tattoo. Anyway. Then like we had a girlfriend there who is like needs a break, needs a spa day, just like overworked yeah. mom, a lot on her plate, doesn't do a lot mm-hmm. for herself. And her, she drew one card. She's like, okay, just like, I'm
Give
just gonna
me
draw
one,
one
yeah.
like whatever I need to hear. And it's like, hey, you need a break. You need to put your feet up and relax. You need to not feel selfish, like letting yourself be pampered. And it was like literally, and she looked and she's like, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And we were all like, that's literally what we were just talking about before we did this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's then wild. Another girlfriend who was like, just like, let me just do one. She had just been talking about how like sometimes she has a hard time like sussing out if someone is like sketchy or not. And like she's kind of has, she's like very trusting of people and maybe not a great judge of character. Mm-hmm. And then her one was talking about how like trust your gut, trust your intuition. Like don't be afraid to like listen to your body if you're like noticing that somebody is not trustworthy or something like that. We've just been talking about that. It was really
so
cool.
Cool. I yeah. love that.
It was really cool. It was very fun and like just felt like, especially with the fire and like when I was reading them for other people, I used a flashlight from my cell phone because I couldn't see uh-huh. shit. But Ellen just leaned down and like read it by the firelight. I was like,
I can
hell
picture
yeah.
it. Yeah, totally.
So that was
witch
really cool.
Mood. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I've been waiting to tell you that.
Lovely. Thank you for saving it. Now. That's amazing. I'm always like drawn to them at stores. Like I want to buy one, but I just have, you know, like absolutely zero clue what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, this was like a good intro where I was like, oh, okay. Cool. That was not as hard as I thought
right.
it would be. And this is like a gentle deck. So it's more supportive. And even like when it was giving
criticism
or like area of opportunity kind of feedback, it was like, remember to do this. You should do this and sort of framed it in a way of like,
nice.
Don't forget to take care of yourself or like you should do this or listen to whatever instead of like, you're going to
die
tomorrow.
I wonder what like, yeah, like what are the most metal decks you can get?
Yeah.
Like are there decks
there are
that
ones
are like,
that are like more foreboding, I think, where it's like, ooh, this is a,
like
a
do
dark
I wanna know
omen
that?
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, like the Black Reaper of Death, this means something bad is going to come. Whereas in this deck, it might be like, what do you need to be rid of in your life? Or something
right,
like
right.
that, I feel like. Yeah, what were mine? Mine were, okay, the Two of Stones, which like the headline is, I surrender trust and tune into my balance. That was my past, I think.
Nice.
And then my present was Seed of Thunder, which is invigorated by the cool air in my freshly filled lungs. I'm energized and eager for new experiences.
True.
As I was sitting in the cool air of the beach. And then my future was Two of Wands. I leave doubt behind, trust in myself, and create my own path.
I mean, I feel like that's present as well.
Thank you.
Like, I was like, pretty clear.
Hell yeah.
So things are going to continue as planned is what I'm hearing.
Basically, got this. Okay, one other thing that I've been waiting to tell you.
Oh my God.
I don't know why it came up. This was like a couple weeks ago, but I forgot to tell you during our last news episode, maybe. Anyway, do you remember the Caitlin Armstrong murder? She murdered Mariah Mo Wilson, that cyclist in Austin, in like that bizarre love triangle thing, and then like fled to South America.
Yeah.
So I had asked Matt at the time, because Matt, before he met me, dated a kind of like a professional cyclist in Austin. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I asked him at the time, like, do you know these people? And he was like, no. But then maybe I was showing him the photos of Caitlin Armstrong's face before and after and handed him the article. And he's like, wait, Mariah Wilson was dating Colin Strickland? And I was like, yeah. Matt's like, oh, I know Colin. And I was like, what? And he goes, oh, I've borrowed his bike like a bunch of times. Like, I've hung out with him a lot. And I was like, what? And he was like, I didn't realize that she was dating Colin. Yeah, like I used to know him well back in the day.
Oh,
and I was like,
my God,
Matthew, you are involved in like this crazy true crime story in that I'm 1 degree of separation away from murderer. Terrifying.
Yes.
Oh, isn't my God. That wild?
That's so wild.
And he didn't even bother at the time to dig in enough.
Like, well, because he doesn't listen to this podcast
that I used to run in. Like, you know, how
come on, right? Matthew.
He would know. If he only paid attention to this podcast.
True. I mean, he could just like have it on his background noise and he would recognize the names.
But we're not background noise. We're foreground noise.
That's right. You're right. My bad.
Yes. Okay. The last thing was I wanted to give a podcast recommendation.
Oh.
Ours. No, just kidding.
Easy.
Okay. I like used to listen to this podcast and then I forgot about it and kind of rediscovered it because it's one of those ones that does seasons. So I listened to the first 2 seasons and then the season ended and then I just kind of forgot about it. And then I thought of it the other day.
Is it called
Radio
Spooked?
Rental.
Oh, Ben and I listened Spooked to Radio Rental on a road trip once. And yeah, it was really fucking creepy.
It's really good. Yeah. Like remember maybe you guys were going to California.
Yeah,
like
we were on in Booger or something.
Yes.
And we were in the road. Like, you recommended this. It to us.
Yes. So now there's like 60 episodes or something. There's like,
oh my God.
And I think I'd only listened up to like 14 or something.
Is it still Rain Wilson?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So if you've never heard it before, it's called Radio Rental and it's Rain Wilson, Dwight from The Office, as a character. I think he's called Terry Carnation.
Yeah.
And he's like a video rental store clerk and
he's really
quirky,
bizarre.
And he like plays like tapes for you of his favorite like scary stories. And then it's people just telling like weird, supernatural, scary, true crime, whatever stories like in their own voice.
Such a good idea.
Yeah. It's really cool. And so Russ and I have been listening to it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he got scared in a forest yesterday. I was like, maybe we shouldn't be listening to this anymore. But he really likes it.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't always let him listen to our podcast because sometimes it's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. anyway, I've been really enjoying that podcast. So
I need to listen to
all of our episodes. The only thing I would say about that podcast is that like it's hit and miss. Some of them I'm like, whoa, that was really good. And some of them I'm like, that was fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I never regret listening to it. I'm not like, oh, that was a waste of 15 minutes.
Right, right.
Because
it's always like something
like
kind
half
of fun.
An hour episode.
Yeah.
Oh, good recommendation. And I also watched Late Night with the Devil, is that what it's called?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Told you this, but for our listeners. And it was good. It was engaging. I kind of felt underwhelmed by the ending, but we watched it for free by subscribing through Apple TV to, I can't remember
Shutter.
What it was on. Yeah, or something. Like for, like we did a free 1 week trial and then we just canceled it after. Mm-hmm. So it like for free. Yeah. Like nothing wrong with watching it. It was engaging and entertaining. So
I've been wanting to ask you if you guys have watched Fallout.
Matt watched it without me.
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, we watched
he said it was
thing.
Great. Did you watch
so
it?
So good. Yeah. I mean, I played the game Fallout 4. That was like one of my first like big video games I ever
played. Matt used to watch that or used to play that when we lived in a studio apartment, so I used to watch
it. Yeah,
that.
It is so well done. I think I could imagine that someone who didn't play the games, it wouldn't be as good because there'd be mm-hmm. a lot of questions like, what is this about? Why is this happening? Mm-hmm. But for someone mm-hmm. who played the game, yeah, it's really cool.
You're into it.
Cool. Yeah, they did a really good job.
I want to watch it.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I think since you watched Matt play, like you, I'm sure that idiot would watch it again.
I'm sure he probably already has. He watches Dune. I'm not exaggerating. Like 2 to 3 times per week, he'll watch both Dunes.
Wow.
I'll just come downstairs because he always just like has something playing,
right?
Like while he's working,
yeah.
And he'll just have Dune like playing in the background.
He's like, practically dating like, Timothy Chalamet. Truly. Watch out, Kylie Jenner.
He'll be like, okay, gotta go heads down now. Like, see you later. Basically, like, go back upstairs. I need to get back to work if I'm talking to him. And
yeah.
He'll just hit play on Dune and start typing. And I'm oh like, my God. How is that heads down? You're watching Dune. But he knows it so well, he doesn't even have to pay attention. Yeah.
That's how it's I am like with The
comfort
Office.
Comfort music to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how, when I so edit, or I used to.
You just have
I,
The Office on.
Yeah, I would just have it on. Because yeah. I know every episode by heart. And so it'd be yeah. like just background noise yeah. that it's like Friends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot so more funny. Uplifting than Dune.
So weird.
Okay, 20 minutes in, I have an update. It's a sad update.
Oh.
Do you remember, I don't remember how long ago this was, we mentioned one of the missing women that we covered was Ashley Turcotte in New Hampshire. Like, she had been last seen in a dollar store, and her yeah. car was found like in a church parking lot.
And they were using drones to look for her.
Yeah, and there was like suspicion that her brother had molested her. Do you remember yes. that?
Yeah, like the weird Facebook posts.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, sadly, they found her body.
Oh, no.
It was found not far from where she was last seen. I think it was like a mile in the woods. She'd been missing for more than 2 months and had been the focus of multiple searches, like yeah. all kinds of different organizations that searched for different, I guess like 70 different searches were performed to find her.
Wow.
And I guess there was just too much snow on the ground. And so oh, now that it's melted and the leaves aren't on the trees, they're able to see better. And so they found her wearing the same clothes that she went missing in. And they don't believe any foul play was involved. So they think that she probably killed herself. And they do know that she had depression and suffered with mental illness. And so,
oh, how sad.
That's what they say right now. They're still going to do an autopsy, of course. But yeah, just such a sad outcome for Ashley yeah. and her family and friends. So,
oh,
sorry to report.
Sad one. But I'm glad that they have an answer.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of families that we
don't
talk
get
about
that closure.
Person went missing 30 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I have a couple this week that are people behaving badly in in like parks and nature.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I hate that, but I love that.
I thought I was like, okay, yeah. I
it's a love hate kind of relationship.
Yes, yeah. yes. So the headline is tourist mauled after rolling down window to take selfie with bear.
Yes. Oh, this is like the people with the bear in the trees. Did you see that? The little bear cubs?
No. What happened?
Oh my God. Okay, tell us yours and then I'll follow up with mine. Oh my God.
Okay. So these women are from Scotland and they went to Romania and they're like the gal who was attacked is 72 years old. So they're aww. Like these little Scottish grandmas.
That's sad.
And kind of sound like fucking idiots. Oh. So they went to the Carpathian Mountains.
I did not even know there were bears in Romania. That's so sad of me.
Big old
to
babies.
Not know that.
And so they come across a couple of brown bears and they're trying to take like a selfie or they're trying to take photos. So the lady says, what happened was the bear came up to the window at my friend's side and no problem. It let us take a picture and it went away. But I didn't get a proper picture. So we went back and it was at my side. And so like they get out of the fucking car, like roll down the window and it's a mom and a baby. It's a fucking mom and a cub.
Oh my God.
And they're like, what we should do is like open up the fucking car and try to take a picture with this bear. And she said, but like their quotes are really funny.
Huh.
We saw these bears. This is the friend. We saw these bears, a mummy bear and a baby. They were gorgeous, but they weren't gorgeous. The mummy bear was hungry and thought my friend was going to be lunch. This is what she said to the news, like to the news people.
The mummy bear.
And she said, I thought he wanted to be friends. The bear came and wanted to get into the car, but he started getting into the car and bit my friend.
Oh my God.
Then they said that their conversation about food might have triggered the attack. My friend said, let's get something to eat. No, you're not allowed to give food. Absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing. And I think he heard it and decided he had to eat my friend instead.
wow, these women are dim-witted.
They're so dumb. So then she goes, she was wearing a thick Marks and Spencer jacket, and the poor bear got more jacket than arm. The survivor says, I'm a very lucky woman. I was wearing a padded jacket and a top and another top. That's what saved my arm. I've been very, very lucky. The shock has set in today, but everything's okay now.
Wow.
So then, like, I guess someone in the local, whatever, law enforcement, whatever, confirmed that, yes, like, they're... Yeah, transported a woman to the hospital. She's being treated for a bear bite on her hand, and like, she's very lucky to be alive and fine.
I love that they think that the bears speak human and they're know, like, what they were talking about.
Oh, you're talking about food, so now we have to
now
come.
I'm hungry. Nom 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 nom.
Like, oh my god. Like, she's really lucky she's okay.
So the thing I was talking about, I think it was in North Carolina, these there's like this tree, and in the tree are these little bear cubs, little baby bears. Oh, wow. And these fucking people approach the tree and literally pull the bear cubs out of the tree. Like, the bears aren't letting go because they want to take pictures with it. The bears are holding on for dear life.
And like, they're in the movie Annihilation.
No, your dreams did not come true. The mom, I don't know where she was. She was probably eating food, something. So
the babies were up safe in the tree.
Yeah, and the poor little bear cubs are just terrified.
Oh, no.
And then, like, running along the fence trying, because there's a little, like, chain link fence in front of the tree.
Trying to escape.
Yeah, and thank God, though, this is on, it was filmed. It's on film. And so they're being, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to them, but they're going to be charged with something. And it's just so sad. It just, people are so fucking stupid, and it drives me crazy.
Agreed. Okay, in that vein, I'll just really quickly finish with this second one, which is two men toppling rock formations that are like ancient naturally occurring rock formations at Lake Mead, right outside of Vegas.
So mad. And oh yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, me too. Like, I haven't been since I was a kid though. So someone caught these guys on video. The National Park Service said the video of these two men pushing rocks off a cliff near the Redstone Dunes Trail was reportedly recorded on April 7th. And the Lake Mead National Recreation Area spokesperson said that this is appalling and disgusting. He said that it's so beautiful. It's one of my favorite places in the park. And they're just up there destroying it. I don't understand that. And they said that the sandstone rocks were formed 140 million years ago. And like basically formed by erosion. So they're like really cool, you know, geological features.
And you're out there
destroying
them.
And these guys fucking go and knock them over. So the reason I wanted to share that on here is because they are trying to identify the guys. They can't figure out who they are. And no. So they're like, somebody on this planet Earth knows. So we'll post their photo.
Good.
And they're going to get God.
They're going to get it. Yeah.
Because someone from our podcast is going to know these guys.
Put us on the map, too.
Just doing Satan's work here.
Oh, my God. It reminds me, when we were at the Grand Canyon, there are little sub-notes on all the boards, like little, you know, bars, at the like notes at the bottom of each sign that says, like,
subtext.
Throwing rocks kills hikers. Because people are so dumb chuck rocks over the fucking Grand Canyon.
So yeah. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are so dumb. Okay. Do you remember Stacy Peterson? Not Lacey Peterson, but Stacy Peterson.
Yes.
Who was supposedly killed by her officer husband, Drew Peterson. Yeah.
Yes.
But he was put away for the murder of his previous wife.
Yes. Who died in a bathtub full of bleach or something.
Yeah. She had like a gash on her head and like, just very suspicious. I was reading up on it.
But they didn't charge him with that murder until after
Stacy went missing.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. I was reading about this is actually his third wife. He was married four times. The third wife that he killed, Kathleen Savio.
Yeah.
And, she had called the police for domestic disturbances over 19 times. Like, that's alarming. And then Stacy,
he's a fucking cop. He was a cop, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even more alarming was when Stacy and Drew got married, she was 19 and he was 49.
That's so gross.
And they started dating at 17 with her father's permission.
Oh,
so disgusting.
Disgusting that that could happen with the permission of a father, as though he like can say, yes, you can violate my daughter's autonomy and like I can consent on her behalf. And then also disgusting that any father would consent to that.
So disgusting.
Be one thing if it was like a 17-year-old dating a 20-year-old.
Right.
And like okay. Kind of weird, but like you're within a few years of each other.
Yeah.
But not 49.
Yeah. So disgusting. Ugh. So when she went missing, Drew claimed that she had left him for another man and that they found her 2002 Pontiac Grand Am at an airport, and then she was never found again.
Mm-hmm.
She's still considered a missing person. So the reason I'm bringing this up is that Stacy's sister mm-hmm. believes that she's found Stacy's remains in a canal in Illinois.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I guess this area has been searched before by law enforcement, but they weren't able to find anything. But her sister, Cassandra Kales, has been doing her own investigation, and she says that she has found like a skull and bones in the water. And, you know, she's like, whether it's my sister or someone else, like it's someone down there who needs to be reunited with their family.
And she can just see it. She hasn't like removed it.
Well, I guess they were using sonar and like special equipment. And so there's live video that shows an upside down human skull with two eye sockets filled with silt and then a lower jawbone that fell off.
Holy shit.
And so, you know, she's going to do her due diligence and try to get these bones up. And hopefully it is her sister, Lacey, or sorry, Stacy. God, it's mm-hmm. unfortunate they have such similar names. And, you know, hopefully that can just go on old Peterson's record. And he can just rot in jail for even longer. I mean, he's not going to get out. He's in there for a long time. But
yeah,
it would just be nice to have some really justice nice to have for Stacy. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Wow. Oh, I hope it's her because obviously he killed her. So I hope at least they find her remains.
This is kind of a little a tangent, but I'm in this subreddit for fossils and archaeology and stuff. Oh, and this person who I think they live in Italy. I don't know, maybe the travertine was from Italy, but they got these new counters or floors or something. And in it's travertine, right? That's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it is. Inside the travertine was a human jawbone. That's like, it's got to be like thousands and thousands and thousands of years old.
Oh my God.
And so like they posted it on Reddit just asking like, hey, I'm pretty sure that's what this is, right?
Does this look like a bone?
Yeah. And so then all of these like archaeologists are contacting them and like professionals. And so then they started like looking at the other pieces that they'd gotten and they found like a femur, like a leg. And so like who knows how old this is and who it belonged to. And, you know, at first people were like, that's a crime scene. They're like, okay, but like from like many thousands of years ago,
like tens of thousands of years ago,
there's no way we're going to find out who this belonged to. But really cool. And
that's
archaeology
wild.
And science are awesome.
But I don't know if I would want that in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, this is like Jerome.
Yeah, it is.
Everything is built of dead bodies.
Yeah. Right in your kitchen. Yeah, no thanks.
Although, that brings me to
good segue.
Something I discovered, which is, you know how in the past I'm like, I want to find a dead body. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Oh. No, I don't. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. So these people, these hikers, were in off the coast of Wales in the UK. In an area called Dunraven Bay, which is like, I guess, a really popular tourist destination. It's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they like film a lot of TV shows there. So these guys are hiking near where like an ancient castle wall had recently collapsed.
Cool.
And like just sort of exploring this historic area near mm-hmm. Dunraven Castle. And they find bones on the beach and they're like, what is this? Like what is going on?
Right.
And so they like obviously contact authorities or whatever, and they sent the bones off for analysis, but they said they suspect that the remains could date back to shipwrecks that occurred during the 17th or 18th centuries.
Wow.
Isn't that so cool?
Super cool.
So they said so far they only found this single set of bones, which I'm assuming is like one skeleton, maybe not complete, but like, you know, one person-ish worth of bones.
Right, right.
But they said that if an analysis confirms that they're historic, then they'll do an excavation of the site and see what else they can learn, basically.
Wow.
And I guess a lot of archaeological discoveries have been like made along that coast, including finding other shipwreck remains and prehistoric structures and stuff like that. So they're pretty sure that it's probably shipwreck victim remains from like hundreds of years ago. And then I'm like, oh, that's what I want to find.
Yes.
I want to find historic remains.
Where there's no one left to be sad about it. It's just like cool and historic and leads us to some discovery.
Like a historical dead body.
Yes,
I agree. It's just bones.
Yeah.
And then I'm just helping science and history.
Right. And no one's crying.
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to go to the UK next month and just see if I can find any bones. No, I'm just kidding.
Sign me up. I'm there.
Oh my God. First Easy Bake Coven sponsored tourist trip.
We're going to go look for
shipwreck bones.
Oh, we're sponsoring the trip, you mean?
Yeah. Mm. Like, this is like, you know how people will do like influencers or whatever, be like, I'm going to Italy and you can sign up to go on this trip with me. Yeah, so we're going to do that where everyone will just sign
you
up.
You have to provide your own bone detecting equipment.
Yes.
Nothing's included except our company, and still we might want to ditch out sometimes because it gets to be too much.
It gets overwhelming. I can become overstimulated. I want to be one with the bones in a weird way. Who wants to go look for historic bones with us?
Can you pay for the trip, everyone?
I can see the t-shirt now. Crowdfund.
Giving me Haley a boner.
A lot of great puns to be made. The merch is endless.
Yeah, they'll write them. That's how we'll sell the trip. That's how we'll raise the funds.
This is going to go on my vision board if I had one.
For 2024. It's like boner trip.
Me and you, and then I just like crudely paste like a historic like skeleton next to us. Like, I'm dreaming of it. That's just my whole vision board. That's it. That's the whole thing.
You, me, and bones. Mr. Bones. Mr. Bones.
I'm sure we could find historic bones in America.
Yeah. There's 1600s. Let's go to Gettysburg, baby. I'm sure they're everywhere. Boom.
Oh, apparently it's so haunted.
Yeah. We should probably do a whole episode on that. It'd be real depressing.
Thought about it.
Mm-hmm. I've been there during the day. Really? So I can't say if it felt
Did you
haunted.
See any ghosts?
No. Mm-mm.
We weren't there at night. And that's when ghosts come out. So.
You know what Ben said when we were at the hospital? He was like, you know, it's funny. It's funny that hospitals are one of the places where most people die. And like, you don't hear about ghosts here. Like, they're not haunted. And I was like, I bet if you spoke to some nurses in different hospitals, they'd have some different things to say.
Also, your dad's like, can you not say that most people die in hospitals, right? Ben? He's like, I'm right here.
Hey, I'm still alive.
I'm not a corpse yet. Yeah. Oh, there's so many. Stories of like nursing homes. Like if you talk to nursing home staff, they're like, the call light that always goes off in that room, and then I'll go in and the resident that lives there is
so
fast
creepy.
Asleep.
Mm. Yeah. Weird.
Love it.
Okay. Have you heard of the Netflix show What Jennifer Did?
Nope.
Me neither. It's a crime documentary, so we should probably watch it. I don't know anything about it other than it seems that they have used AI manipulated images in the documentary.
What?
Which is pretty big no-no.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
So, you know how AI is like notorious for getting like hands and like little details wrong?
Uh-huh.
So there's a photo where this girl is holding up two peace signs, and when you zoom in on her hands, like, it's very off. Something is very wrong. Mm. And then in another photo, there's like a chunk missing from her cheek, and one of her teeth is like too high. Like, just looks very weird. Fuck. And then there's a third photo where the photo does look real, and she's wearing the same red dress as in the other two. So the assumption is that they took a real photo with her in this outfit.
Oh, I see it.
You can see it looks weird. Yeah. Something's not right about it. So,
although if I just saw it in a glance, I probably wouldn't think anything of it.
In a show, you probably wouldn't think anything about it.
Oh, yeah. But her fingers look so weird.
Yes.
That's
so
what fingers look like.
Weird. No, not at all. Do you see the one with her tooth and like the weird thing in her cheek? Yeah.
But I wouldn't pick up on that if it was just like on the screen in a documentary.
Exactly. And that's probably what they were betting on. That like no one's going to notice.
So they just wanted more images of her so they didn't have to. Because sometimes you do see documentaries where they just show the same pictures over and over.
Oh, that's
wild.
I mean, clearly that's problematic if you're using doctored images and, you know, created images in a documentary about, you know, true crime specifically. So, AI just, man, who knows what it's going to do and what people are going to do with it.
It's not
just
great.
A crazy thing. I do not like it. Do not like it.
Agreed. Okay. This is, at first I saw this Huffington Post headline, which was, believe it or not, deceiving, but may or may not have been deceiving. So then I looked at another article. Uh-huh. So this may not be scandalous, or it may be. I don't know. Okay. I'll tell you what the
consensus is.
Well, I'll tell you what the LA Times article says, and then I'll tell you what Huffington Post says differently. And then we can decide what we think is the truth. Mm. So this is a woman named Amanda Neniger, N-E-N-I-G-A-R.
Okay. Neniger. I bet it's Neniger.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. We're just going to call her Amanda. And she was a mom of two. She was 27 years old and had some mental health and substance use issues. They don't mention that in the Huffington Post article. But something was going on in her life that was not great. I don't know where her kids were, but they weren't with her. She was near the California-Arizona border. So on February 28th, her family reported her missing after they kept calling her phone and it went directly to voicemail and she never called back. And come to find out that a day earlier, she had left the hotel where she was staying in Blythe, Arizona, I think, at 3:44 a.m., according to surveillance video from the hotel. And why she was leaving a hotel at 3:44 a.m., she said to drive to Palm Springs. Kind of strange. 3 hours later, she calls police to say that she'd driven off the road and she wasn't sure where she is.
Oh, no.
She told the dispatcher she was trying to get to Palm Springs, but she said, I think I fell asleep at the wheel. I was so tired, so I went to pull over, but I think I like ran off the road. She definitely ran off the road. So maybe she was under the influence of something at that time. But either way, her car was like found like stuck in a boulder. Her car was not usable. Mm-hmm. She's on the phone with 911 for almost an hour, and she's trying to figure out where she is so she can give the dispatcher her location. Her cell service is like not great. She doesn't remember what road she was driving on. So that makes me kind of wonder if there's some substance use stuff going on. At one point during the call, the dispatcher teaches her how to like go on Google Maps and read off coordinates.
Oh, that's very but nice.
The dispatcher is struggling to pinpoint her exact location. I guess I'll just say now, Huffington Post says she gave her exact coordinates.
Ooh,
that is maybe like in dispute if she did or didn't.
Mm.
And he tells her like the closest cell phone tower that like her phone appears to be pinging off of. So he's like trying to help her.
Mm-hmm.
50 minutes into the call, she says to the dispatcher that she's scared. And she goes, are you guys going to find me?
Oh, God.
They did not find her. Yeah. Her car was stuck in a boulder in the desert 3 miles away from any major road.
How the fuck did she get out there?
It's like wild. They find her car 1 week later, but they can't find her anywhere.
What? She's not there?
She's not at her car.
So presumably so like, she walked out.
So they do eventually find her. And she did walk out. So the sheriff who's involved, I guess, like in this county, said that his agency got involved 7 days after she went missing when one of his commanders heard from residents about a search for the woman.
Oh, my God. It's like,
what? Why are you getting involved 7 days later?
Right.
And then law enforcement start using like aircraft with night vision. They're using drones. People are using off-road vehicles. They were on horseback. So for 10 days, they were looking, Fish and Wildlife got involved. All these people were really trying. They said it's like very remote and mountainous where she went missing. And the daytime temperatures were like in the 70s and 80s. But then at night could fall into the 20s.
Oof.
So at the time, the sheriff was like, yeah, it's really frustrating to be in this situation because the first 24 to 48 hours are critical. Right. And if we had known about this right away by like other local agencies, we could have helped right away. We didn't know that she was in our area. It's like, what? How do you not know that she's in your area? She gave her coordinates.
Right, right. I'm assuming she didn't have an iPhone because then she could have just shared her location with the cop.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. So then finally, after 1 month, they found her body.
Oh, my God.
In the desert outside of Cibola, Arizona. And her body was found under a tree less than 2 miles from where her Toyota Camry was discovered weeks earlier. They said that her clothing was scattered nearby, which is sort of consistent with she was overheating in the sun and died of exposure. And she's like stripping off her clothing.
Oh my God.
And so the reason that this caught my attention was because the Huffington Post article was that this woman gave her exact coordinates to law enforcement, but they focused their search on an area 30 to 40 miles away. Hmm. And then consequently never found her until she had already died. That's less clear in the LA Times article. And so I don't know what the truth is. But her family is like pursuing, I don't know, like trying to figure out if there's any sort of legal recourse for the fact that it kind of seems like this search was botched a little bit.
I mean, it seems bizarre that in this day and age, with how many ways you can find somebody and track somebody.
And like, how can you not ping her? You're on the phone with her.
Right.
You can't see where she is. I kind of thought that that's how
it worked.
Phones work.
Right. I mean, like, would she have been better off sharing her location with a friend who could have then come and gotten her? Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, but how did she get so off course anyway? Like, were you driving in the desert, in the sand?
Like, literally just driving through the desert.
Oh, man.
Well, like, half asleep and maybe on drugs or something like that. Yeah. Her mom said that her favorite moments were those spent with her daughters, 8-year-old and 2-year-old daughters.
Aww.
She loved celebrating their birthdays and taking them to pumpkin patches. She loved her family's annual camping trips. And it's so sad her family had gone and just, like, spent time looking for her in the desert.
So
and,
sad.
And like would play her favorite music on their phones, hoping that she might hear it if she was nearby. They even consulted a psychic to try and help them find her. So it's like, this is a woman who was really missed and loved. Yeah. And it does sort of beg the question, that's her.
Oh, what a beautiful
She just
girl.
Looks like a sweet, beautiful, normal
is
human.
There a picture of her car in the rock? I can't even picture what that looks like.
There is not in this article.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so I don't know. Whether or not she had her exact coordinates, like, something was kind of botched here.
I imagine that sinking gut feeling of like, are you guys going to find me? Like, what?
No.
Why?
Like, she was frightened.
Ugh. Poor thing. Her poor kids. Well, in the same vein, I have a sad, sad story to share. 5 years ago, a little boy went missing. Or sorry, 4 years ago went missing. His name was Jalen Griffin. I guess he just left his home. I don't know if he was going to the corner store or something, but he wasn't supposed to be gone for very long. And then he never returned home. Mm. And so his family, you know, did everything they could think of to find him. And he was just found. Sadly, his remains were found in an attic 5 miles from his home.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm.
That he was so badly decomposed that the medical examiners were only able to identify him through dental records and said he was in that attic for a significant amount of time. So sadly, his mother, Joanne Ponzo, just died this past September, and her dying words were a request to keep searching for Jalen.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah. And even worse, the family has just suffered numerous tragedies. His brother, Jawan, was shot and killed in front of their family home only 3 months after Jalen went missing. So, like, this poor family has just suffered, like, horrible loss and horrible tragedy. And, of course, now they've launched a homicide investigation, you know, after finding his body in this attic, like, for no reason. Like, we don't know who's to say why he's up there.
Oh, shit.
His family said, like, he would not have gone to this place willingly. Like, it's 5 miles away. He wouldn't have known how to get there. Like, someone clearly took him up into that
abducted.
Attic. Yeah, abducted and then likely murdered up there or left for dead. So when we learn more, I will share.
Yeah.
And just horribly tragic. So sad for his family. So sad that his mom didn't get to see justice served. But hopefully, if there is a heaven or some sort of afterlife, they are together once more. That's the only hope that I can have is that, you know, she gets to be with her baby again in the afterlife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're reunited in some way.
Exactly.
Okay, this one is really insane. Mm. And I like gasped last night when I read it, when I was reading it. And I was like, what? The headline is,
I do that all the time.
Mom of four dies after falling on treadmill in bizarre accident at LA Fitness Gym.
What?
Isn't that the most insane thing you've ever heard?
Yeah.
So this gal is at the gym with her friend in Kent, Washington.
Literally,
like, really close
never
to here.
Leave your home.
Like, that's what I said to Matthew.
Oh my God.
Like, this just reaffirms that, like, nothing is safe.
No.
She thinks she's, like, doing the right thing for her body. Mm-hmm. Her name is Delree Rosario. She's 36. And she was with her sister, Marissa Woods, at the LA Fitness in Kent.
Oh, my God.
Like, not that far from here. And she said she was, like, on the treadmill. She attempted to slow the machine down when she just, like, missed a step and fell and then hit her head on the treadmill so hard that she died. Isn't that just, like,
my mouth the most is terrifying open.
Thing you've ever heard?
Oh, my God.
Like, friends, don't exercise. I've been saying it for a long time, but...
just Bethy eat like, delicious Haley, food
too soon. I was like, this exercise. Just confirms.
Oh, my God. Just, did she, like, hit her temple or something? Like, just the perfect way?
I do not understand. Yeah. Something about the angle or something.
Can you imagine being her sister just like, hey, are you okay? And then her sister like, just started
screaming, she said. Oh, my God. And she's like, who knows how to do CPR? She's screaming, like, somebody help.
Poor
and
things.
She said that no one from the staff assisted.
Oh, my God.
Which is kind of scary. But also,
like,
I don't know.
Not trained
if
like, in
if
that.
If you're the check-in gal at LA Fitness, right, like, you're probably not trained in CPR.
Right. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Be.
Now they should be.
More likely to have cardiac events when they're, like,
right.
exercising, mm-hmm. maybe. She said that, like, clearly everyone was in shock because all these people were just, like, standing
around.
She
has four kids?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So they transported her to the hospital, but she never regained consciousness and she was pronounced dead there at the hospital.
I can't imagine the level of shock with that. Like, what do you mean? My mom just went to the gym. Right? Like, what do you mean she's right? dead?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
They said she was working two jobs to support her four children before she died.
Oh,
she called herself the mama.
Does she,
and her,
is she a single mom?
I don't know.
Okay. I hope they have someone who can take care of them. Oh, my God.
And then they said that her heart, lungs, kidneys, and liver have all been transplanted to save the lives of multiple people on the organ donor wait list. And so her sister said, she's saving lives. How big can your heart be to still be saving lives?
Oh, man.
She said, just think, somebody's walking around with her big heart. They don't even know what they're about to get.
Oh, that's so,
so sweet. Okay, so let's see. How's this GoFundMe? The GoFundMe has raised $67,000 for her kids and family. Oh, no, it looks like she has a husband.
Oh,
or
good.
A partner.
Good.
There's a dad in the photo.
Good.
Yeah.
Poor, so poor family. That's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have something a little trippy
please,
to share.
Yeah, please.
People are crazy. People are wild. This yes. woman in Brazil, Erica de Souza Vieira Nunes.
Love that name.
Went to the bank on Tuesday to get mm-hmm. a loan. And she brought her uncle along. They took a Uber or, you know, something similar, rideshare. Yeah. And this CCTV footage comes out of her getting her uncle out of the car. And he looks a bit floppy. Something doesn't look right.
This is a Weekend at Bernie's situation.
Mm-hmm. And so she gets him into the bank and she's like, uncle, like, you got to sign. Come on. If you don't sign for this loan, I'm going to go crazy because you're just driving me insane. Please sign. Well, okay, I'll just grab your hand and sign for you. And people at the bank are like, your uncle's not looking too well, Erica de Souza Vieira Nunes. And she's like, he's fine. He always looks like that. He doesn't speak and he looks a little pale. Well, her 68-year-old uncle, Paulo Roberto Braga, was in fact dead. Shocking to no one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She really thought she was going to pull that off.
She really did. And she was doing it for a $3,400 loan.
Like, oh, girl.
Not that much money. Yeah.
Will you not be entitled to something from his estate?
Right.
If he has that much money? Oh, mm-hmm. no, but this is not his money she's trying to steal. She's trying to get him to sign a loan.
Right. Which... I mean,
stupid. Yeah, poor planning.
Really stupid.
That's not going to work out well.
She claims she did not know that he was dead, which I don't know if the people at the bank know that he's dead.
Oh, my God.
Probably a couple clues you could have picked up on. And
was
the fact
he in
that,
a wheelchair? Did
yes.
Did she put him in a wheelchair?
Yes. And that she put him in a rideshare in someone else's car. She oh put a dead body.
And they saw the fucking like news that night and they were like,
oh my God.
I need to go Clorox the shit out of my back
right?
seat.
Yeah, like in the pictures of the CCTV footage, oh he's like slumped God. To the side. Yeah, just like
you can see
not
it.
Good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, very like pixelated and grainy because it's yeah. CCTV.
But you're like, that's a dead body.
Yep,
right there.
That's a dead person. And then there's pictures of her, God. Like with him at the bank, like holding his hand, and his face is, you know, pixelated out, but she does not look well. And actually her lawyer is saying that she suffers with mental issues and that they think she was kind of going through like a manic break during
some
this.
Kind of something.
Yeah. So they
poorly thought out plan.
Mm-hmm. He hadn't been dead that long. They thought that he died the day before between 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. And they assume, or they think his cause of death was respiratory aspiration of stomach contents and heart failure. And it looks like he had died lying down, not seated, which is how she brought him in, seated in a wheelchair. So from what I know of dead bodies, they go through rigor mortis.
Rigor mortis sets in pretty quickly.
So how she got him sitting, and I mean, I just don't know. I have lots of questions. And this,
and I don't want any of them answered.
No, this is what she said in the bank. Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign the contract. If you don't sign, there's no way, because I can't sign for you. Sign so you don't give me any more headaches. I can't take it anymore. Like, bitch.
Like, he's a dead body.
He's dead.
You're talking to a literal corpse.
A dead man. Yeah, I just could not believe it. Fucking insane. Wow. Yeah. So at least you're not that guy. If you have a bad day, just remember, at least you're not him.
It could always be worse. Or her, honestly.
Or, yeah. Or the people involved. Or the fucking
bank tellers. Yeah.
Or the Uber driver who doesn't get paid enough. I bet she didn't tip. Involved. Like, it's just not good.
No. No. She was not a pleasant.
No.
Even corpse aside, she was not a pleasant
not a
passenger.
Good, totally agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have one more really good one.
Okay. I have one more after you.
Oklahoma man found guilty in Sasquatch summoning murder trial.
What?
So fun. Okay, so this man in Oklahoma killed his fishing buddy while they were out fishing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it happened in 2002. The man is named Larry Sanders, and he was accused of killing his friend Jimmy Knighton in July of 2002. And his defense, which at first he gave this defense right away, and everyone was like, that's really stupid, he's not going to use that in trial, he's gonna
come up with something
they thought that he was gonna plead guilty by reason of insanity, but he did not. Instead he was like, no, I am not
doubled
guilty
down.
It was self-defense, because what happened was, I was out fishing with my friend, and he said that his friend attacked him, and as such, he acted out of survival mode. He said that while they were out fishing, and as his friend was attacking him, he spotted three Bigfoot, big feet, three separate Bigfoot creatures along the river, right where they were fishing. And he said that the only thing that made sense was that he was about to be sacrificed to the creatures by his friend. That his friend had brought him to this river to sacrifice him to the Bigfoot family.
Were they high? And, oh my God.
No, no. And this man said in a court of law in front of a judge, like last week
That's
or the week
balls.
Before, testified, I had no choice but to kill him because he was about to sacrifice me to Bigfoot. And there were three of them, and I saw him just over there on the other side of the river. So I acted in self-defense.
Oh my God. And I mean, he must really believe what he saw to say it in fucking court.
Pretty strange. And an Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation agent testified that Sanders had told him that he'd strangled Knighton to death and then raised his hands in victory before shouting to the watching Sasquatches that weak is evil.
What?
What?
Oh, why would the Sasquatches care, and why would they need a human sacrifice?
Right.
What
right.
What Bigfoot lore has he been reading? I've never heard that.
So the prosecuting attorney said, the prosecuting attorney said there was a monster in the woods that day.
It wasn't
Bigfoot.
It was Larry.
It was him. He killed an innocent man for no reason.
Oh my God.
He'd waived his right to a jury trial. So it was just a judge. And the judge immediately found him guilty of first-degree murder.
You know,
so he's going to go to jail for a long time.
The question here is, okay, let's say your friend really was killing you because the Bigfoots wanted you. Why wouldn't the Bigfoots then come and take your friend because he was the human sacrifice? Like,
exactly.
If they were real and they were there, they would have been like, all right, we don't care if it's Jimmy or Larry.
They would have come and taken his body.
Yeah, exactly.
If what they wanted was human sacrifice. Mm-hmm. They wanted fresh blood. They didn't want a corpse. They wanted an alive.
Oh, that he was going to hand him over.
They wanted to come take you. You're gonna tell us that you could take three Sasquatches?
That Jimmy was stronger than the three Sasquatches? Yeah, that's okay. So many holes in this story. Come on, do your research,
Elise would
Larry.
Like her holes to be in this story.
Oh my god.
About Sasquatch.
So oh my god.
I couldn't help myself.
I
sorry.
Could fill those holes.
Horrible joke.
God. Okay, I'm going to end us with Haley made the news this
what?
Week.
What?
You should know. Harry Styles' stalker was jailed after sending 8,000 cards to him in less than 1 month.
You know I love scrapbooking, and that's how I express myself. That's my art. I couldn't help it.
Okay, no, in all reality, it's a girl named Myra Carvalho. I don't. That's confusing. There's an L before an H. That doesn't normally happen. Carvalho, and she is a hoe.
She was
appropriate. Yeah,
I get it. Sister.
She's also 35, which is like a little old to be obsessing. I know. Sorry,
well,
Haley.
I don't think that it's necessarily too old to be obsessing over Harry Styles.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's
from
not.
An early 30s gal to you know a 35 year old. You know,
is it too old
who
to have my room
to cast the first
wallpapered
here?
In his face? No.
The way that you feel about Bigfoot is how I feel.
Yeah,
you're
Harry right.
Styles.
You're right. So she sent him 8,000 cards in less than a month.
That's wild.
And she
kind of
even
crazy
sent
that you can be like in trouble legally for that.
Well, she also
sent
him like
sense. She's being a nuisance.
Like wedding cards. Like I'm presumably for their wedding. Like they were going to get married. And she also has a partner in Brazil. So like she's not single. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
And then in some of these cards, she described sexual urges towards him that she felt.
Again, she's only human. Let's extend a little grace her way.
Oh my god. So she's been sentenced to 14 weeks in prison.
Okay.
For doing this. No.
I thought you were going to say years. I was like, whoa.
Come on, Harry. But he actually said that he was like really scared. Like he felt, you know, not safe that she was, because I think she'd like delivered some of them to his house. Like she like went to where he lived. Do not do that.
Do not send him cards describing my sexual urges. That's not the way to win him over.
Okay.
This is good to know.
But the reason that I wanted to bring this up was because it's a great segue to the show I've been watching called Baby Reindeer. Have you watched it?
No, I thought you were going to say The Idea of You or whatever, which is based on Harry Styles' erotic fiction.
Oh, no. Nope. That's all for you. No.
I was like, oh, you're watching that?
This is a true story also. Because the Harry Styles' erotic fiction must be true.
obviously.
It's by a comedian and it's about his real life. So he's Scottish. He lives in the UK. And this woman comes in that he feels sorry for. She can't afford to buy anything at the bar. So he's like, let me give you a tea on the house. And then she's like, oh, that's amazing. I'm actually a lawyer and I've tried all these hard, you know, cases. And he's like, but you can't buy a tea? Like, that's weird. So meaning there's like some alarm bells that go off. And long story short, she ends up stalking him like hardcore, sends him like hundreds of emails a day, calls him Baby Reindeer. So weird. And in the show, what I love about it is that he...
And this is him portraying his own experience?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's like reliving it. Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if that was like traumatizing or healing.
Yeah, I don't know. But they'll have... You know, like if something's typing on screen, you'll hear the click, click, click of the keyboard. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like a black screen and then it'll type out the actual emails that she sent to him.
Oh, wow.
And like they're misspelled and they're fucking weird and the shit she says is crazy. So we've watched 4 episodes and at first it's like dark comedy and then it starts getting like really uncomfortable. Like she shows up to one of his shows, his comedy shows, and he's like a very entry level comedian at the beginning. He's not good.
Yeah.
And she just like in the middle of the show says, I miss you. And he's like, I don't want to ruin anything because it's so worth watching. But it is a trip. And to think that there are actually people like this out in the world is just
I can't imagine that. It's so
crazy.
Weird to just be stalking Harry Styles in that way.
Can't even imagine.
Strange.
Ryan Gosling, like, can you imagine mentioning a guy in your podcast every single episode?
Can you imagine crudely pasting photos of someone all over your walls of your room?
Collecting his face and putting it everywhere? No.
The look on her face when she said everywhere, I am concerned.
So is my husband.
Well, he should be
warranted. Oh my gosh, what a week. What a week of news.
What
eh?
A week. A lot of ups and downs there.
I found all of those like naturally. Like I didn't even have to go searching tonight. I just had a big collection because there's been all kinds of crazy shit.
We didn't even
have any overlap. That's pretty amazing. We almost always have overlap.
The world is a strange place right now.
It's in the tarot, especially. It's in the cards.
Yeah, so if you want your tarot read,
call Alan.
Easy Bake Coven tarot deck.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That'd be so cool.
If only we knew that.
A bomb graphic designer. Oh, wait. You're sleeping with one.
We do. I made a baby with him.
Oh, hell yeah. Lock that shit down.
I love that. That's a great idea.
You're in the long game.
Sweet
you're
like, Christian now you Ben, have to design can you design my... some tarot cards for me? Make sure Lucifer's in it.
We want a lot of really dark imagery, including Satan. Maybe like a satanic orgy situation. Ritual human sacrifice. But in like a cute way?
Yeah, like really sweet.
Like a cutesy way? Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
And use like the copyrighted Easy Bake Oven font?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Yeah. Love you.
I feel like AI will do that for us.
Yeah. I think you're right. That's a good idea. Oh
my God. But we don't like AI generating.
Fuck AI. Until it works well for us.
Until we need it.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
That was wild.
Yeah, that was wild.
A good thing. Do you have one?
I'm glad that I'm not the dead corpse in the bank. That's my good thing.
Good thing is your heart is beating.
Yeah. The good thing is that my dad should hopefully get out of the hospital tomorrow. That's a really good thing. And just that we caught it when we did. I mean, and you know.
You say we, but really it was you. Because the doctor was like, he's fine.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. Also, this is a crazy thing. Mm-hmm. So the original doctor was like, it could be a bacterial infection in his blood. So let's get him some blood drawn and some cultures taken. So that was on Thursday. And that night I sent him in to the ER. Mm-hmm. Well, for whatever reason, those cultures came back with nothing. Nothing grew. And so if we had waited, the doctor would have said, no, there's no bacteria in your blood. He's negative. And we would still be sitting here waiting. So
I'm so glad you took him in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Trust your gut.
Also, the other good thing, this is like my dad's good thing, but it's kind of my good thing too. My dad has never had health insurance. Like his whole life. He's always been self-pay. So and in January... he got Medicare.
So crazy.
And then all this shit happened. So if he hadn't had Medicare.
Thanks, Satan.
Yeah, for real. So
he'd be having a big old bill right now.
Yeah, that he could not pay. Like, just no way. So, that's a pretty amazing little miracle. That's my good thing.
Wild. Yeah.
What is your good thing?
What is my good thing? My good thing is that has been sunny here the last
Lord few days. Back to the weather
has been historically the greatest predictor of my mood. And yesterday, Monday's my day off, I don't work during the day on Mondays, I just work Monday nights. So yesterday Russell and I went for a nice long walk, took the dog out, and then came home in the afternoon and pulled some weeds. I pulled weeds and he played, but it was just nice to just like be outside. And my dad reinforced our fence when he was here like a month ago.
Amazing.
So we can just have the dogs out now.
That's really nice.
With like, and like, it's been well tested because the neighbors got a new dog that runs up to our fence off leash and the dogs can't get out. And like, there'll be deer right there and the dogs will bark, but they can't get out. So
thanks, Dad.
It's really nice. Yeah. To just like be outside doing whatever. And just like have the dogs running around is really
not
cool.
Worrying. That's a great thing.
Yes.
Love that.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, as always, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you review, rate. Come back every Friday for another fun, stupid, spooky episode.
Yep. It will be all those things guaranteed.
Tell your bank teller. Tell your loan officer. Tell
your uncle while he's alive.
Yep. Tell your nurse. Tell everybody about Easy Bake Oven podcast.
If you're a nurse who has spooky stories, we want to hear all of them.
We most definitely do. Please send them our way. And follow us on Instagram, Easy Bake Oven Podcast. Find us on our website that has nothing new, easybakeovenpodcast.com. And if you have a hot tip or someone that should be interviewed or a story, send us an email at theeasybakepod@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
It's just so
perfect.
Good. Perfection. Mwah. So good.
And as always, don't forget to keep it spooky
and make it sweet.
Happy haunting!